China to host renewed Palestinian national dialogue. Exclusive. Sources disclosed to Al-Mayadeen on Friday that the Chinese ambassador in Doha has informed the Hamas leadership of President Mahmoud Abbas's approval to resume the Palestinian national dialogue in Beijing. Sources disclosed to Al-Mayadeen on Friday that the Chinese ambassador in Doha has conveyed to the Hamas leadership that President Mahmoud Abbas has approved the resumption of Palestinian national dialogue in Beijing. The same sources also reported that Hamas has once again accepted China's invitation for another round of national Palestinian talks. Additionally, they indicated that the Fatah movement is seeking another meeting with the Hamas delegation before proceeding to expanded talks, while Hamas intends to build upon the outcomes of the previous talks. Al-Mayadeen sources further stated that while no specific date has been set for the national dialogue in Beijing, 14 Palestinian factions are slated to participate. Hamas-Fatah meeting in China included talks for temporary government. Back in April, the two factions agreed during bilateral talks in Beijing on the importance of unifying the Palestinian position regarding the Israeli genocidal war on Gaza, emphasizing the importance of a ceasefire and the complete withdrawal of the Israeli occupation forces from the Strip. At the time, Palestinian sources revealed to Al-Mayadeen the outcomes of the meeting held between the two Palestinian factions, Hamas and Fatah, in the Chinese capital Beijing. The factions further agreed on coordinating joint national efforts to deliver urgent aid and relief to the sector and to arrange with the relevant parties in Gaza, and forming a joint bilateral committee in Cairo for coordination and follow-up, as per our sources. According to the sources, the meeting emphasized coordinating positions and efforts in the West Bank and Al-Quds to confront settler attacks on villages and towns, as well as Israeli occupation assaults on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. The outcomes of the meeting also stressed the priority of the detainees' issue and the necessity to preserve their rights and support them during this difficult phase, where they are subjected to the worst forms of abuse and harm inside Israeli occupation prisons. On another note, the sources reported from the meeting that Hamas and Fatah affirmed the necessity of unity and ending the division within the framework of the Palestine Liberation Organization by joining all Palestinian forces and factions within it and its institutions based on previous agreements in this regard. The parties also highlighted the importance of forming a non-factional national unity government during or after the genocidal war, tasked with its technical and administrative duties in relief efforts, alleviating the effects of aggression, and rebuilding Gaza. China was one of the first countries to call for a comprehensive and lasting ceasefire in Gaza to prevent a humanitarian crisis, calling on Israel to lift the blockade imposed on the Strip to ensure the entry of much-needed aid, respect international humanitarian law, and stop targeting all civilian objects and aid workers in Gaza. Read more. Palestinian reconciliation talks in China postponed. Reuters.